that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we have before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear me?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Statmiller and out on that other coast.
Hey, it's James Martinez. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hello, James.
How you doing?
Kind of in a fog. I don't know if this is a Christmas hangover. I didn't have anything to drink on Christmas, and it's now Thursday, the day after the day of Christmas, and I just seem to be walking around in a fog today. Maybe it's all the good financial economic news. Maybe that's what's doing it.
Yeah, that might do it.
By the way, I did a story yesterday on my program. After going I mentioned, did I mention Rod Parsley from the church, his church down in Columbus, Ohio yesterday?
Yeah, you mentioned a little something about that.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I played the entire thing on my program. It was some 47 or 49 minutes long. This guy...
that must have shaken a few trees there, huh?
Well, I had the highest ratings I've ever shown, any show I've ever done, which I will not try to explain it, except that people were there and they were listening. But at any rate, you know, I played that entire thing, and this guy had this thing down pat, James. I mean, he talked about the banks. He talked about the inception of the banks. Woodrow Wilson was in on the planning of the banks, you know. And there's mm-hmm. the often told story that, you know, President Wilson on his deathbed, he says, I think I might have betrayed my country. No, he was installed as president to do exactly the Federal Reserve deal that they had planned all along. And, mm-hmm. I mean, this guy went through it, and it was amazing.
How would the audience respond to that?
Well, and that's what I was just going to tell the listeners. If you go to republicbroadcasting.org, right at the top of the center of the page, the main page, is that complete video. And you've got to watch these people. Some of these people are funny. They're sitting there with their mouths open. And he kept referring to the audience. He said, are you guys following me here? Do you understand what I'm telling you? He went through the credit cards. He went through the mm-hmm. Morgans. And he went through everybody, the Rothschilds, everybody. And for some 49 minutes, he just laid this church with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. He just laid it waste. I mean, it was pretty impressive. So, you know, folks, we've been talking about this Federal Reserve and this credit system. You know, what most people are familiar with and what they think of when they think of credit, they think of, oh, credit cards. No, your entire economy is based on credit. In other words, they get to loan the money, print it out of nothing. There's no assets backing anything. And then they get to loan it to you. Oh, geez, let's look at the problem in microcosm today. Just watch your television set. Watch your jobs. Watch your mortgages. Watch your credit cards. Watch everything. It's all going up in smoke. Why? Because we have that greedy little system called the fractionalized reserve banking system.
So, doomed to fail.
Doomed absolutely, positively, 100%. Not an accident, not kind of, sort of, maybe, but it is, there's a design flaw in it, and they have to eventually print so much money that it devalues all the currencies, not just the United States dollar, but all currencies worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. That's why the stage play, it happens, well, in different acts. You're seeing Act 1 now. Mm-hmm. Next week, next month, you'll see Act 2. And then so it goes. It's an inherent flaw in their great credit system that is doomed to failure. But what that means for you doesn't mean failure for them necessarily. They just close down shop, hang out another shingle, start the same flim-flam sham game all over again. You know who loses? You do. All your work, all your toil, everything
you
that you've exchanged for your labor is going up in smoke.
That's true.
We'll try to make you feel better after the break.
Right on.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0300.
You know, folks, think about this. Remember when cigarettes were 25 cents a pack? Geez, are those days gone? Yes. Well,
yeah, very gone.
It's not all the fault of inflation, but there's been a lot of taxes put on that. But remember when you could buy a car for $3,000 or $4,000? Remember when you could buy a home for $30,000, $40,000, $50,000? I'm sure there's people listening in this audience who can remember when you could buy a home for $10,000 or $20,000.
Sure, they're very old, but that was a long time ago. That's true, yeah.
Now, folks, think about this. Is it just the commodities or the pieces of lumber or the plumbing or the electrical wiring or the switches or the bricks or the mortar or the carpeting or whatever that has all of a sudden became so scarce on this planet that you had to pay more to buy that piece of equipment or material to build your house? Or could it be, oh, that's right, the inflation? Well, folks, the inflation, and we've told you this before, if you think you have your house paid off, that's right, try not paying your property tax, you know, the yearly rent on the property you already own. You get to pay rent on it still. Well, on yesterday's program, I read a story out of Greenberg, New York, a 76-year-old woman that has raised four kids and can't afford to stay in her home because her property taxes are $12,000 on her house. So what's the city going to do? Oh, and I lost it. I did this was the last story I did on my program yesterday, and I just kind of lost it.
The grand plan is to take this 76-year-old woman and other people in her position, senior citizens well past retirement age, and give them a job for about $7 an hour to help offset the property tax.
Oh, yes. Now, so how long will we be working to pay off that?
Well,
at $7 an hour minus the taxes that they're going to take out of that and everything else.
Well,
what did it come out to, like $4 an hour?
Well, I mean, it's not all dark. She was getting $670, I believe it was, on Social Security. That ought to help. Oh, but yeah. Wait a minute. There's some place I've got to eat.
You're starting to think like a billionaire now.
Yeah, right.
That'll help.
Yeah.
Keep them down there, those sheep.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And folks, think about this. You worked all of your life. Here's this woman that raised four children, that has attained the age of 76, which is not a bad age in this country, set to maybe sit back and take a little breather, but now she's got to go to work, probably at Mickey D's with high school kids, or more importantly, I remember the day. That's when retirees were working at McDonald's and high school kids. No, that's been replaced by the Mexicans. So I guess that's out. But could you imagine, after working and living your life, the majority of your life, I would say, unless she lives to be 150 years old, she's not midlife right now. She
right.
is in the autumn of her years.
Mm-hmm. And she's probably playing... not only that, but probably her meds, if she's on any medication, all the things associated with, growing old naturally. All those things, and playing on that, at what age was she again?
76.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, okay, you've heard it right there. Are you angry? Is it okay to be angry? Yeah, I think so. I think so, because I'm starting to hear it finally from people that are calling that the rage is starting to come out and the disappointment that they've been duped.
But it doesn't stop there. This so-called inflation, the inherent flaw with the funny money system, is eating away the value of everything.
That's right.
Your savings, the dollars you have in your pocket right now, if you have any,
mm-hmm.
the value of your home, everything. It's eroding what you and folks, how many times did you hear growing up, you need to save. You need to save.
That's right.
You need to be a saver, not a spender. Be a saver. Okay, say that you were a saver. You get to watch. You get to watch.
Okay. I know where you're going with this.
This inflationary.
You didn't save that much that you thought you had.
That's right. See, you didn't save for inflation, folks. You know, you're
right.
Here's the mistake. Yeah, here's the mistake.
That's the trick.
Yeah, you didn't save for inflation. So you were a saver, and you think you're okay. You've invested wisely. You've not spent foolishly. You've done everything that a sane, responsible human being should do. And you're still saying, wait a minute, it's leaking. You're desperately trying to plug the holes, but it's melting out from under you. It's like a snowball in July. It's disappearing. It's still there. You can still see it, but don't take your eyes off of it too long, because when you look back, it's going to be half the size it was before. That's inflation eating up the savings. That is, if you're able to save anything.
Right.
Now here's an added problem. I was part of the generation they called the baby boomers. Well, next month, folks, there's 80 million Americans that are set to retire, just in January alone. Just in January alone. The unprecedented number will be entering the retirement stage of life.
Yeah, so
just like
retirement.
Just like the 76-year-old woman, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. She's entering into the easy years of your life, after toil and sweating and going through crises and raising babies and fending off diseases and disaster and food famine and all of those things.
Right.
Yes. Well, this the 80 million, they're going to start to retire next month. That's one-third of the U.S. population will be over 50 by 2010. Might as well tell you that one. And one in five will be over 65 by 2010. Now, it's not going to be a generation that's going to go off to the golf courses and do nothing. No, guess what? These people are going to have to try to maintain, stay in the labor force, stay in the job market, and still try to eke out something, competing against shrinking job markets to try to pay whatever.
And guys, ladies and gentlemen, how do you like walking into a scenario when you're in the 70s, beginning in the 80s, where you're going to be dealing with a highly competitive, digitized younger people
that are going to be fighting harder and doing whatever it takes to compete in that job market.
We are breeding a school of animals out there,
yes,
in the job market.
Right.
It is becoming predatory.
See,
right. And folks, one of the things I must tell you, James, about that Rod Parsley deal I played yesterday, he said it, and I've been saying this for a long time. What this is doing, this evil little money system that we have, is pitting people against people.
That's right. That's very true. I'm glad you brought that up, because I really, 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 really hope that all the people that are listening to us understand the issue and do not go against each other. Work together.
Absolutely.
Build bridges, because they will sit back. They're going to sit back and laugh at you guys as all the people in the little ring of sheep flounder over each other. And I hope really that you join together rather than divide, because they want you to divide. I know it.
You know, I'm simply amazed. I am watching this, James, unfold, and it's going to be tragic.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be very, very hard. You are going to feel betrayed. You are going to feel lost. You are going to feel helpless. You are going to feel a number of human emotions that, done one at a time, might be tolerable, but you are going to be beset by all sorts of things simultaneously.
Yeah, imagine being in the highest standard of living illusion here, growing up here, having your business here, your family here, whatever, and then, you know, as you've watched on television, other countries, underdeveloped countries, and you're going, wow, I could never live like that. That's what's going to turn into.
Well,
it's going to turn into chaos.
Well, here's some good news. I guess in every dark cloud there are remnants of a silver lining, no matter how.
Absolutely.
Americans age 50 and over have a collective $1 trillion in disposable income and control 60% of the U.S. wealth, according to the Over 50 social networking website. Now, let's think about that statement for a second. If we have $1 trillion in the hands of Americans over the age of 50, and it's being eaten up by inflation, and inflation, ladies and gentlemen, is now running at 11.5%, if you are listening to the government pundits or the corporate cover their corporate masters' backside news, then you're not hearing what's actually going on out there. And inflation is set to heat up even faster in the first quarter of next year, maybe as high as 15%. And folks, I'm always cautious to be conservative in my numbers. So let's just call it 15%. Well, guess what happens to $1 trillion if you whack out 15% of that value?
Yeah.
And it's not going to stop. Inflation doesn't stop. You don't put up your hand and say, oh, inflation, please, please, go away. Darken my door another day. It ain't going to happen that way. Mm-hmm. Gas, energy, food, everything, the value of your dollar, while everything else goes up that you need to buy, the value of your dollar continues to go down. Now, folks, you can hear the reports 1 week or the week after telling you, you know, oh, the dollar is strengthening against this currency or that currency. It's all a shell game. If you look at the downward trend of the dollar, it's worth almost absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Right.
Nothing. That's
yeah,
why.
John, I tell you what, just from people that I'm talking to out here that have spent an enormous amount of time and all their effort and labor and career and everything to get this house that they wanted and put the money down and all the effort and drama that I've heard from people over the years, sorry to wake you up, everybody, just individuals in California that I know. The jig is up. The jig is up.
Well, and the American dream has been what, James? To buy a home, have a stable environment,
mm-hmm.
raise children,
right.
work hard, play
yep.
hard. Everybody mm-hmm. will treat you fair if you play by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have played by the rules out there, ladies and gentlemen. You might have had ethics and a sense of decorum about you, knowing the difference between right and wrong. But guess what? The people that control the economic engine in this country are not good people, and they don't give one rat's patoot about you or your family or your problems, your financial problems. They have themselves created it. So are you going to walk back hat in hand to the very robber barons that put you in this position? Or do we need a change in this country?
There we go. There we go.
James Martinez, John Statmiller. It's Cash Flow, folks. It is Thursday. If you'd like to call into the program with any questions you might have, 800-313-9443. I know there's a lot of you listening today. Call us up.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
James, let's tell a little story of inflation that took place in Germany. Mm-hmm. And the source on this was Gordon Craig, Germany, 1866 to 1945. Now, on January 11th, 1923... the French and the Belgian troops, against the advice of the British, occupied the Ruhr, a region which furnished almost all of Germany's coal and steel production. The miners refused to work for the enemy, and the Germans simply printed more money at which to pay them not to, allowing inflation to spiral completely out of control. The economy was strangled, and the free fall on the mark was incredible. On July of 1914, there was 4.2 marks to the dollar. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, when I was in Germany back in the early 70s, it was 4 marks to the dollar. But back in 1914, it was 4.2. In January of 1919, it was 8.9 marks to the dollar. July 1919, 14 marks. January of 1920, 64 marks. July of 1920, it dropped a little bit, 39.5 marks. January... well, there it goes again. January of 1929, 64.9 marks to the dollar. July 1921, 76 marks to the dollar. January of 1922, 1919.8. That's 1,919 marks per, and when we're giving you the dollar value here, so you can understand. July, let's skip here to January of 1923, 17,972 marks versus the dollar. July 1923, 353,412. Now, there's only a couple more on this list until the mark collapsed. August of 23, 4,620,415. September of 1923, 98,860,000 marks versus the dollar. October of 1923, 25,260,000,000.
It gets confusing.
208,000. And in November 15th of 1923, 4,200,000,000,000 marks per dollar. Now, by late 23, the German government required 1,783 printing presses running around the clock to print money. Germans literally wheeled shopping carts filled with literally trillions of marks to pay for a single loaf of bread. Employees asked to be paid their wages each morning so they could shop at noon before the merchants posted the afternoon price rises. Now, the New York Times ran a story on October 30th, 1923, datelined Berlin, which told the tale of an American who went into a restaurant and handed the waiter an American dollar, asking for all the food an American dollar will buy. The waiter recovered from his astonishment and began to serve the guest. Soup, several meat dishes, fruit, and coffee were served. While the guest was smoking a cigar, the waiter brought another plate of soup and later another meat dish. The astonished guest looked at him and said, "What are you doing?" He said the waiter bowed politely and replied, "The dollar has gone up again." Now, while the guy was sitting there eating his meal, the dollar was worth more versus the mark. Spiraling inflation also wiped out people on fixed incomes along with small savings they had put aside for retirement. Now, are we going to see, what are we going to see, 4 trillion marks here? People driving around in vans, shoving this out of the back in bales to buy a loaf of bread? Folks, when a currency collapses, it collapses. And if you don't substitute with something else, it's going to go to absolutely nothing. Now, that's, I think, 4 trillion marks per dollar. And that's, dollar per dollar. The Deutschmark, say dollar per dollar, it was still 4 to 1, or a dollar was worth about a trillion marks. Now, folks, this is what's
going to... That is scary.
This is what's going to start happening. Probably not in the degree that happened with Germany, but this is what's going to start happening with a vengeance next year. See, this is why they left the core inflating prices out of this thing in the marketplace. Oh, that's right. Food, which you need every single day of your life,
right?
Or energy, which you need just about every day of your life.
Right.
And they've left those out of there. Now, these will be rolled into the inflationary thing, and when that happens next year, folks, you're going to be shocked. You're going to be aghast. But we're here tracking and tracing this stuff to let you know exactly, on a day-to-day basis, where exactly you are. And it ain't
exactly.
Good. It ain't good.
No. This is the final act, so to speak. I mean, I know there's a big shift coming around. And I spoke to somebody yesterday who called in after the show that had a bunch of credit card debt. And it was a new listener that just caught this broadcast for the first time, and as I mentioned yesterday, what the law firms are doing now to these collection amounts that they're going on credit cards, they basically sued her, served her, and went for summary judgment within 30 days on her account, of which I told them, if you did, you don't have a defense because you didn't really respond with anything. You can't respond in a court case, "Well, I just don't have the money," because that's not going to do anything. Hence, they go for summary judgment in this particular state. And this is actually in Alabama, believe it or not. So I said this is what the banks are going to do when – or the credit card companies, law firms, judges, and so forth, who are all going to play this out. And judges out there, I got a whole other thing to talk to you guys about that are listening, because you guys have got to seriously consider what you're doing now, because as soon as your gavel goes down on these cases – you are causing absolute chaos. And when we get back, I'll tell you what the law firm has already done to this lady.
All right. And I'm going to tell you a little story about Americans walking from their home loans. And also, well, you're waiting for it to hit the commercial markets, the downturn. It's already hit, folks. We'll take the break. We'll be back in three. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
James, you
okay,
were about
John,
to say?
I want to tell you about this particular case because it's really important that the public understand what this is about. And it's more. I know some of you are new listeners, and John and I are educating you slowly but surely through various tools that we have, whether it's Freedom to Fascism, the movie, or the video on the website, or whatever. That's good. You all need to know that. But what you also need to know, if some of you are new, is if you are being sued by a credit card company or a law firm in your state, and they have a judgment against you when you don't have any money and you have no defense for saying, I don't have any money. This is what happens. They'll go for summary judgment and follow the rules of civil code and procedure for your state. They will take that judgment, and then they will either put a lien on you or they're going to garnish your wages. But here's the weird part and the sick part of it all, and I'm talking to you lawyers and judges that are in on this game that are putting the gavel down on these cases, which isn't helping anybody do anything, okay? You take these judgments, and I'm talking to the lawyers and judges right now. You take these judgments, you go put a lien on somebody's property, or you go and take money out of their checking account. What the public, and I'm talking to the other people now, you need to know that whatever the judgment was for, say it was 10 grand on a credit card, they add interest and penalties on that as a judgment. It doesn't, it's not frozen at 10 grand. It's supposed to be, but it's not. They take some of the agreements that are have to do with the terms and agreement of a credit card, and they put it onto the judgment. So that the judgment, that piece of paper, now becomes an interest-bearing judgment. So what happens is, you guys that are out there, you get these judgments, and then what happens is they can go into your checking account whenever they want. And just when you think you've paid half of that judgment off or whatever, then you find out that because it took a month now that they haven't come back, they've added more onto it. So they're taking these judgments and turning into like credit card agreements. And I've noticed this happen in the last year from people that I've dealt with many, many, many years ago and new people. So you gotta now the thing we're talking about on this program is getting rid of your unsecured debt while you can. You don't want to wait around. I've had so many people call here, and they think about doing this. Meanwhile, they're going down, more down and down and down. Meanwhile, prices are going up, gas prices, food, and everything else. So the walls are closing in, and you need to think really smart and stop relying on things in the past that they've taught you through media and other garbage they put in your brain about what's going on, because it's not true.
Absolutely. You know, I'm looking at the news. I was waiting. Folks, you know the subprime mortgage mess that they keep diverting your attention to out there. Well, that's the tip of the proverbial iceberg. We are the SS Titanic, and she's going down by the bow. And they keep pointing you to the subprime mortgage mess. Oh, look at that. Well, the banks, you know, they're getting cash infusions, and oh, yes, and no, they're not getting enough cash to cover this. James, I was told last Friday that the true debt, or should I say the shortages at the banks, is about a quadrillion.
Yes, quadrillion, yes, that's the number. That's the number I heard as well in a meeting that I was in. That's about that. It's about that, yeah.
So, you know, you're not being told about all the derivatives out there, the $500 trillion-plus in derivatives, all of these things you're not being told about. Because they're the ones that are whistling through the graveyard right now. They're the ones that are afraid of the run on the banks. They are the ones that are afraid that this scam is going to get exposed quickly and just about all at once worldwide. Now, I told people the other day about these big box stores, Walmart, which I lovingly referred to, Wally World, Home Depot, Lowe's, big box stores like that. Well, there was eight of those planned for the Chicago area alone, and, well, they're not going to build them. There seems to be a little surplus here of commercial square footage available, which means that somebody wants to occupy that space, not unoccupied anymore. Now, here's the story from the Wall Street Journal. The credit crunch triggered by the downturn in the housing market is creating problems in commercial real estate, driving down prices of office buildings, shopping malls, and apartment complexes, and leaving some owners scrambling for cash. One victim is Central Properties Group, the fifth largest owner of shopping centers in the United States. The Australian real estate company saw its share price fall by 90% in 2 days last week, as it struggled to refinance short-term debt it took on to fund its $6.2 billion acquisition of a new plan, Excel, one of the biggest owners of strip malls in the United States. Centro has planned to pay off the short-term loans by selling long-term debt via the commercial mortgage-backed securities market. Whoops, that disappeared, didn't it? But the lack of buyers forced it to get a two-month extension from its creditors. Commercial mortgage-backed securities, or CMBSs, are pools of loans that are sliced up and sold to investors as bonds. Now, the residential mortgages are packaged and resold much the same way, but so far the CMBS market hasn't had any significant problem with defaults until now. In another high-profile case, the clock is ticking for Harry Mucklow. That's really a name, Mucklow, the New York developer who is struggling to raise financing by February to replace over $7 billion in short-term money he borrowed to finance his heavily leveraged acquisition of seven Manhattan office buildings this year. Now, I could go on with this, but folks, I'm telling you, this is the shutdown of this economy.
That's right.
You know, for the last couple of years, James, I've been watching the building. It just kept going on, and it kept scratching my head and going, you know, isn't anybody aware what the heck's going on here?
Well, I've mentioned to you, John, many times before, and I keep seeing it now, this is a totally psychological playing field, because I don't care how many times I've told people to their face and given them their material about this particular issue, until it's at their doorstep in their face, they don't usually believe me. But because the conditioning is so, and because of media and all that, the people are in deep denial about this issue that's happening right now, because it's going to affect everybody. Because I'm starting to hear little trickles of it from colleagues and various people I know in California that are having their own personal financial issue for the first time when they've been doing very well for most of their life. Now it's become an issue. And now they don't know how to handle it because they don't understand what's going on. So I've told them to listen to this broadcast and start reviewing the information. Everybody, if this is new to you, again, John has mentioned this, and I'll keep mentioning it, please make sure you get a copy of Freedom to Fascism. That was Aaron Russo's last major movie and is probably his best work ever for everybody. Please call 800-724-2719 and get yourself a copy of that.
Yeah, and folks, it's going to be one of your best friends, because a lot of people are still watching the financial news shows. They're listening to the dead silence out there on the economy. You know, what a boom for the news medias, and they are the protectors of their corporate taskmasters, folks. What a
right,
break they got
true.
Here. Because, well, I guess there's no stories about the girl in Aruba and them trying to track down their killers. I will say this. A lot of parents aren't taking their kids to Aruba. Thank you very much. Yeah, your daughter just might end up coming up missing down there with no murder suspects on the list. But suffice it to say, there's a lot going on out there, folks, that you have not been made aware of because the news media is not telling you it. Now, it used to be regarded, and this is what has been in most people's minds all of their lives. Well, if it was important for me to know this, the government would tell me.
What a lie that one is.
Okay.
The media is designed to use you, ladies and gentlemen. It's designed to use you. It's designed to install fear. It's designed to condition you. It's designed to compartmentalize your behavior. It's designed for many things. And if you watch CNBC and all the financial shows, you can see in the micro-muscle movement of the newscasters who knows what's going on and that are lying about it, what's truly going on, because they're incongruent in their behavior modalities. I've watched everybody closely. They know the economy's collapsing, and they're lying. So people, watch for that. Start questioning authority a little bit, especially media.
Well, the people listen to my afternoon show. It comes on 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. They don't have a problem believing that, because I've done almost a monotonous job of connecting the dots of who controls what and who's pushing whose buttons and for what reasons.
Right.
And you know, I let me refer once again back to Mr. Rod Parsley. I was shocked and amazed that he said he used the same analogy that I did about the wars, World War I, World War II. He basically said, hey, these were the bankers' wars. And then he gave the example. Folks, you got two sides. Well, they're going to gear up and they're going to go to war with each other. So they start amassing weapons. They start spending monies on tanks and planes and bullets and bombs and all these things, and both sides, well, they need the money. Well, the government doesn't have it laying around, so what does the government do? It has to borrow it from, oh, that's right, the international bankster gangsters. Okay, so the tensions heat up, the war breaks out, the maiming and the killing and the property destruction ensues. Well, and after a while of this bleeding of the economies over this ideology, the two sides want to take to task with each other. They don't agree. They don't see eye to eye. So the bankers are there with all the funds and the money to buy the bullets and the boats and the tanks and the guns and all that stuff. Okay, so we're in the middle of this war. Well, This is one side running out of manpower and ideas, and they start to lose. Eventually, what happens? One side wins, one side loses. And guess where the banks are positioned at to loan money for reconstruction? Mm-hmm. Now the banks, they're a pretty decent lot. They're not prejudicial against the guy wearing the white hat or the black hat. They take no sides. They don't have to. They fund both sides of it before, during, and after. And the bankers...
Absolutely.
And the bankers are the only ones that win in that game. In the meantime, the maiming, the deaths, and the destruction, you think the bankers care? They financed the whole caboodle, the whole shot. Do they care? Absolutely not. They just check the balance sheet, and they want to see what new business the destroyed country wants to do.
And now you have a whole population of media casualties walking around there trying to figure out what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, and John is telling you, for those of you that have unsecured debt and it's overwhelming, you need to call this number so you understand this program and what you can do and your options. The telephone number to call, which will explain the program, and Brad Daly, as well as you can go back and listen to the November 1st broadcast of our first interview with him, you can dial 888-213-7655. Listen to it all the way through, as well as looking at the other educational tools we have on this, especially the new video that's on the Republic Broadcasting website.
Absolutely. You know, and folks, you know, this is not a very easy show to do. You know, it would be one thing if we were playing with finger paints. You know, a child understands finger paints. You stick your fingers in and you slap it on the paper, you move your hand around, and voila, you got something of a design. We all understand it. We understand the paint. We understand the method. We understand the paper. You know, this is stuff we can look at, and, oh, we automatically get it. A child gets it. But when we start to move into the realm of modern day funny money economics, well, yes, it's varied, and it's deep, and it's confusing, and all of the... Well, if you don't understand the economics of this funny money system, it's not necessarily really that you know all the subtleties and the nuances, except to know this, that the system of money you've been dealing with is not a good thing. Interest...
It's over.
Yeah, it's done. See, they have cooked the books to the point that it is non-recoverable. How do you repay a debt with interest-bearing debt? Okay, mm-hmm. Say that I owe Uncle Sammy owes somebody $100,000. Well, okay, they don't have $100,000 laying around, so what do they have to do? They have to go to the Treasury. Treasury, you know, they order the Treasury to print up the money. The Treasury receives the bonds, and they go out there and try to sell it on the market to some schmuck out there on planet Earth. Well, they're not buying those anymore. But say that you, you know, they got $100,000 that they need. They got to borrow it from the bankers at interest. Okay, fine and dandy. They got that bill paid. Except the government's still on the hook for the $100,000 plus Guido's juice or that interest that's running. Okay, we're bumping along here. The government needs more money. Well, what do? Well, you didn't retire that first debt. Uh-oh, you've also got the interest on top of that. Where did that money come from, and where is the government going to get any to retire the original debt that they had? The answer to that question is they don't.
Mm-hmm.
It is a downward, cyclical, spiraling killer.
It's going to change everybody's lives. I'm glad you brought up the story about the 76-year-old because a lot of people are going to have to change their habits, change their beliefs, change the strategy in which they live, change the amount of content that they're watching on television, shut it off. Because all of you that are maybe new, they're listening to this, I don't care if you're on the college level or what your age group is, everybody's going to be affected by it, and change will be forced upon you, whether you like it or not. And you need to prepare yourself for it.
And don't wait for an official from the government to knock on your door to ask you if you need any assistance or help.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, I mean, folks, you are there by yourself. See, we're all of our lives, we're left with the impression, and here's the inference, that we must be responsible. Okay, I can buy that. But what if the people that were supposed to be in charge of watching the store, guarding the vault, What if they went south on you?
What if they were not responsible? Exactly.
And they weren't responsible. Now, you're still playing that game of responsibility. You're in there in the trenches. You're working your full head off. You're trying to get ahead, and you just can't seem to do it. Well, lift your head up out of that trench that you're in and look who did it. Look who the responsible parties were that gave us an economy that was self-destructive, that was set to destruct. There was a timeline on it. Now, do you feel kind of stupid down in that trench working your full head off while somebody has sold you out? See, you didn't even get a chance to duck your head up out of that trench to look and see who did it to you. You've been too busy out there just trying to make ends meet.
That's right.
So
that's
what, what are you going to do?
You've been misdirected as well. You've been totally misdirected. So they've done this magic trick in front of you, and now the magic trick has been revealed, and you've caught the illusion. You've understood it now. Now you're in a situation where you're possibly retiring, or you're a student, or you have tons of debt, and your life has gotten nowhere because you've got at least six figures, or sometimes the average I hear is about 40,000. But it's not uncommon now for people to call and inquire that have 100,000. And for people, you're never going to pay that off. You're never going to pay that off.
Never.
Okay. Anybody that's got about 25,000, usually mathematically, it's over. It's over at that point. You can do all the radical stuff that they tell you in media and talk credit counseling or whatever, but they're not going to forgive it. They may settle it, but they're going to want big chunks up front. It's a whole different game out there.
And, James, what they will tell you is in order to retire that credit card debt, you've got to make more sacrifices.
Right.
More sacrifices? I'm already financially dead.
We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Runs urbansurvival.com. He is a consultant to business. He does pretty well. He was asked to come on this network, and one day he will. He did a survey on his own site, and hundreds of people responded and said, yes, you should do this, and only one person said no. Well, off of his site today, the news on housing yesterday was worse than bad, down 6.1% since October of 2006, and the anecdotal reports out on a few places where sales were actually holding their own suggest that even in those burgs, the news was a gazillion miles from encouraging. A gentleman had written to Mr. Urey. He says, hi, George. I'm retired, 68, but still working part-time as an escrow office for a title company, not because I love to work, but because I can't live on my $830 a month Social Security. Anyhow, I know of three instances in the last 2 weeks where offers have been made by buyers on bank-owned foreclosures, and all three of them have been turned down by the banks. What, he asked? And none were ridiculous low offers. Now, being in the business, I know how many lots of bank-owned houses there are on the market right now. And in the past, banks have always been thrilled to get any offer on these places. And, by the way, two of the three houses were badly trashed. So what's up? One thought is I had, do the banks know that somehow the feds are going to bail them out by how many houses they have in inventory so they don't want to sell any at this point? As ridiculous as that sounds, I can't come up with another reason other than total madness. Now, his response to this is, my read is A, bankers are greedy, and B, that markets are not efficient, and that given a chance, some larger than we all hoped fraction of humans will lie, cheat, steal, and swindle when it comes to money. They won't sell at a loss because it wouldn't hit the books and make them look bad. They won't sell, rather, at a loss because it would make them look bad. So what you're seeing, at least for a little while, is banksters holding on to properties, hoping that prices will come up and that more easy money will again flow before the auditors come through. And when you get into the clockworks of it, this is just another kind of behavior that markets and markets efficiency, but only so long as the participants are dishonest and or irrational. And how many stories have we heard of people that had homes that they owned free and clear? They had qualified buyers. They lined them up at the banker's door. Banker said, nope, not going to loan you any money.
Right, I mentioned that earlier, and that particular person that's living in the Hollywood area now has had to rent those properties, even though she had qualified buyers, because they wouldn't go through with it. It's a big mess. It's kind of ruined her business permanently.
Well, and also it needs to be said, James, that here was a woman that had $400,000 in credit card debts, and she was willing to sell off her properties to retire that credit card debt.
Right.
So on one hand, the bankers are saying, we want our money, but you go to the next banking window and says, there ain't no money. Now, I don't care if Joe Blow is
How are you supposed to function with something like that?
Well, you don't. It's totally dysfunctional.
Right.
Because the banks won't loan any money because they really don't have any money to loan. They're still scrambling to get to shore up $1 billion here, $1 billion there. You're going to continue to see these shoring up measures into next year before the whole house of cards comes to a crash. Here's the question for you. What are you going to do to shore up your financial fortress right now against this onslaught that you know is coming, folks? Get rid of your credit card debt now. Dial up that number, 888-213-7655, 888-213-7655. Listen to the recorded message by Brad Daly, and then call James at 877-331-0700.